89%. Winds north 6 miles an hour. Pressure steady 30.19. Cape Girardeau 36 degrees, dew point 27. Relative humidity 69%. Winds north 8 miles an hour. Pressure falling 30.17. Carbondale 36 degrees, dew point 27. Relative humidity 69%. Winds northeast 7 miles an hour. Pressure steady 30.20. Temperature Owensboro 34, Dyersburg, Tennessee 39, Poplar Bluff 40, Mount Vernon, Illinois 36, St. Louis 35, Indianapolis 31, Louisville 34, Nashville 39 degrees.
A minor disturbance will keep clouds in the skies over western Kentucky for tonight, but as Thursday wears on, skies should become mostly clear, thankfully, before clouds will increase again for Friday in advance of the next storm system, which will bring a chance of rain and snow for the weekend. Here's the forecast for western Kentucky. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 25 to 30 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 30. Becoming mostly cloudy on Friday with a high around 50. The extended forecast, Friday night, there'll be a chance of rain with a low of 35 to 40. Saturday, a chance of rain with highs in the 40s. Sunday, a chance of rain and snow, temperatures remaining in the 30s. And a chance of snow for Monday, temperatures remaining in the 30s.
At 5 p.m., skies are cloudy across the region. The warning decision-making process is often quite complex, as the radar operator is forced to assimilate information from a variety of sources, such as skyward spotters and Doppler radar, in a matter of only seconds. When the radar operator decides to issue a severe weather warning, you'll hear it first right here on NOAA Weather Radio Station KIH-46, broadcasting from the National Weather Service in Paducah on 162.475 MHz. This signal reaches the people of West